Democrats vow transformative plan to add 1 million foreign-born residents to U.S. voter rolls in 4 years. By John Binder on June 21, 2022. Democrats are vowing to implement a transformative plan that seeks to add about 1 million foreign-born residents on green cards to United States voter rolls by securing them naturalized American citizenship. Former Representative Luis Gutierrez, DEAL, has launched the group Our Nation's Future with support from Senator Dick Durbin, DEAL, with the goal of helping 1 million green card holders gain naturalized American citizenship within the next 4 years. Such a goal would ensure that about 1 million foreign-born residents are likely added to U.S. voter rolls in key swing states, both Gutierrez and Durbin seemingly acknowledged. Gutierrez, specifically, called the plan transformative for upcoming elections. In America, the overwhelming growth population is Hispanic, and even a conservative Republican can count, Durbin said during a news conference. And if they can count, they know in future elections, their fate may be decided by those same Hispanic Americans. Already, President Joe Biden has instituted a plan that has surged naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 and 2024 elections. From October 1, 2020 to September 30, 2021, about 855,000 green card holders became naturalized American citizens, the highest annual number of legal immigrants getting naturalized in more than a decade. Put another way, more than 2,300 green card holders were naturalized every day in fiscal year 2021. Compare that to fiscal year 2020, when about 625,400 green card holders were naturalized. In fiscal year 2019, about 844,000 green card holders were naturalized, and the year before that, in fiscal year 2018, nearly 762,000 were naturalized. The last time naturalization rates were this high was in fiscal year 2008, when more than 1 million green card holders became naturalized American citizens. Research and the establishment media have consistently admitted that the larger a region's foreign-born population, the more likely that region is to vote for Democrats over Republicans. In 2019, for example, The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 15% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2042. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.